On this day, we celebrate the feast of a great saint, a great missionary, bishop, and martyr of God, Saint Boniface. Now, Saint Boniface was born at the end of the 7th century in England. His name originally was Wilfrid, and he was the nephew of King Saint Richard, who later on died on a pilgrimage to Italy and died indeed in the same city as Saint Gemma Galgano lived and died. His children, all of whom are canonized, as well as his wife, among them Count Saint Walburga, a very famous Benedictine abbess and nun whose body and tomb are to be found in the university center of Einsiedeln in Germany. She and her sisters came to Germany at the bequest of their cousin, Wilfrid, who in the meantime had gone to Rome, had been summoned to Rome by Pope Gregory II, who at that time consecrated him bishop and changed his name to Boniface, which ultimately means in Latin, he who does good, boni facius. Saint Boniface was then sent back. He converted a great part of Saxony and Thuringia, and then was sent to the Frisians, where eventually he was to give his life. He founded monasteries wherever, and in particular in Frisia, where he founded the magnificent monastery of Fulda, which is a Catholic center even to this day in Germany. It was there that while he was cutting down the sacred oaks of the pagans, then they eventually caught him and all the other bishops and priests that were with him, and they were all beheaded on the spot. Saint Boniface was buried in the crypt of the magnificent basilica in Fulda of the Benedictines, a monastery that he had also helped to found, and there he is to this day, where many thousands and thousands of pilgrims will be flocking to him today and throughout the following days. So we beseech Almighty God through the intercession of Saint Boniface, of his cousin Saint Walburga, and his uncle Saint Richard the King, to grant us holy priests and holy bishops and a strong traditional pope to right the wrongs of this day in which we live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.